Good? Okay, guys, we're in the fourth day now. You know, it's good to see some guys. Now we really got to push strong mentally through some things. We got a lot of different concepts that we're trying to get them acclimated to, and just continuing to keep working this journey and try to come out here each day, compete, and get better each day. Questions? Our goal is to get the best, you know, pass rushes we can on the field in certain situations. And I think the more that they work together, the more that they understand what people are trying to do to us protection-wise, them continuing to work the technique, the rush techniques that Coach Patterson is concentrating on here this off in the training camp, and just, you know, really rushing off each other to make sure we don't open up any lanes, being disciplined as far as the games and those types of deals that we're running. So from that aspect, though, we just got to continue to keep working through it. It's still a work in progress.
And does that open up kind of blitzing ability from anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of built off that. I mean, you start off initially just rushing, and then, you know, we kind of build into, you know, our blitz package of what we're trying to attack and take advantage of from week to week.
George, in terms of the defensive line, what kind of role could they play in getting more takeaways for the defense?
Well, you know, we always talk about, you know, the biggest thing we talk about with takeaways is, number one, is we got to relentlessly just run to the football and go to the football with a purpose. You know, somebody gets them stopped, next guy comes in there, boom, we're all swiping to try to get it out. And, you know, anytime, you know, you got those guys, especially in passing situations, you'll see them, their turn, and they're running to the football. You know, the receiver's worried about who's in front of him as opposed to who's behind him. They get him stopped, and then all of a sudden they come in there and get a chance to get a good swipe at the ball. So that's one of the things we're trying to emphasize with them.
How do you practice that? You can't hit a quarterback.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is you can't hit the quarterback, which none of us want to do. You know, we want to make sure we got our starting quarterback going in. And, you know, they learn to practice together. They learn how to turn and run to the ball and those type of deals. So from that aspect of it, it really helps us because now they know they're not going to go rush past the quarterback. They know they're not going to go hit the quarterback. So now once the ball is thrown, they can exit out of there and get in a pursuit angle right there to try to take a swipe at the ball.
What do you want to see Saturday night, or what do coaches want to see in the big-time practice on Saturday?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we want to be locked in, good calls, good communication, good alignments, guys understanding what we're trying to do, so we don't want mental errors out of it. So we want them to be sharp mentally, want them to be sharp fundamentally, want them to be sharp and play with a lot of passion. I mean, that's the biggest thing we want to get accomplished. We got a good group as far as going out there to compete, but we want to play with a lot of passion. And when you understand what we're asking as far as schematically, whether it's alignment, whether it's assignment, whether it's a technique, if you understand those things and it all comes together, that's when we usually have success.
George, Zimmer had mentioned something early in camp about 12 or 13 things that he outlined with the team that he'd like to improve from a season ago.
Right.
One or two of those things that stand out to you? Is there something you're really trying to emphasize?
Yeah, I mean, defensively, and I think you've heard guys talk about it in the offseason, when we went back and looked at last year, the things that we really weren't where we wanted to be goal-oriented-wise, we kind of located those things and tried to make an emphasis on those things, and we're working through them throughout training camp. We've worked through them throughout the offseason, and them understanding how the things that we need to do differently to be successful in those situations. One of them I know that they've talked about is a two-minute. I mean, that's a constant, you know, thing that we did. The year before, our first year, I mean, we were pretty good, you know, in a two-minute. Then last year, we had a lapse for some reason. So we had to go back and study the things that we're doing schematically and also the things that we're doing technique and fundamental-wise to make sure we're all on the same page.
Some of those breakdowns, is it scheme and technique, or were there communication
gaps? I think it's always a combination of all of the three. It's never one thing, one play. If we knew it was one play or one thing that we were doing or one player that we're doing, trust me, we get that corrected in a hurry. But it's a culmination of mistakes that we made during those periods. Number one is recognizing the situation, okay? Recognizing the situation and then what we need to do to get them stopped.
Where's Mackenzie Alexander in his progression?
He's still in a cognitive state of learning, so he's still learning the things. You know, it's the second time through pretty much everything, but he's still having to think a little bit as far as what we're anticipating call-wise and what we're doing technique and fundamental-wise. The thing he's done a good job is he's been focused. He's doing a good job of competing every day, and as long as he keeps doing that, the more experience that he gets within the system, he'll continue to get better at it. So the biggest thing we try to encourage him to do is to come out, concentrate, and focus on what we're doing from the meeting room and the individual, and then have that transfer over to our team periods.
What you see out of him in meetings, is he getting it there?
Yes, he is. I mean, he's learning, you know, he's learning what we're expecting and how we're doing it. A lot of these guys, especially when they come in at rookies, the first time that they get exposed to it. He had a whole offseason where he got the first time, then he got injured towards the end of it. So some of the things now we're starting to come up is his first time through it. But he's doing a good job of recalling and trying to get done what we're trying to accomplish from day to day.
Is that one of the harder positions to learn as a rookie, the nickel, because you have so much going on?
Yeah, it is. And plus, you put on top of it, we're playing him outside some too. So those things can run together a little bit, especially for a rookie. But he's done a good job of handling those things, where his eyes need to be, his footwork, his alignments, his assignments. I mean, he's got a big bag right now that he's carrying, but he's been doing a good job of staying focused on what it is we're trying to get accomplished.
George, are there any rookies on the defensive side of the ball who are maybe a step ahead of the game or ahead of the curve from the mental aspect?
I think this rookie class, and I think is a culmination of things, have done a good job mentally for us throughout the offseason as we come to training camp. And I think a big part of it is that the guys in front of them are good examples for them. They're reaching back and trying to help them, you know, to teach them the techniques, to help them understand how to recall the information and be able to apply it to those situations. Communication is such a big key to what, you know, we do in the NFL defensively. It's such a big key to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And they've seemed to have a pretty decent grasp of it as a group, I think, as a rookie group.
Having all 11 defensive starters back, that those guys know the system and they kind of impart their wisdom on the young guys.
That's exactly what I was saying. I think the guys that have been here have been able to reach back and really, you know, help those younger guys to make that jump a little, or transition a lot easier, as opposed to year one and you're in here, and those guys, it's the first time they've been through it. So they're kind of learning on the run themselves. So, yes, I do think that is a very significant in their progression as we keep going forward.
More comfortable is Trey Waynes this year compared to last year?
Oh, a lot more. I mean, you can't even put a grade on it. I mean, now he's not having to think. He's not having to think about alignments as much. He's not having to think about assignments as much. I mean, there's another one. You look at him coming in, it was totally different sort of to what he did in college. And now all of a sudden he's asked to play a little bit more zone. He's asked to make different types of adjustments rather than just lining up playing man-to-man. Now he doesn't have to think about those things quite as much. He can line up and play and concentrate on the technique and the fundamental of each call as we go through it.
One more, guys.
Coach, we've already talked about Scott Crichton moving at the inside. We've noticed a couple packages with Brian Robinson and Danielle Hunter both on the left side with Robinson moving in. Is that something you're just trying out in camp, or is it something you might use?
Well, I think it's something that we've worked throughout the offseason. We actually worked at some last year during the course near the end of the season. So we're just looking to, you know, again, try to get our best pass rushers on the field in certain situations and just building on that as we keep working through it.